Welcome to Mindful Way Podcast. My name is Anya Haas and I am your host. This podcast is brought to you by Mindful Way Studio and explores mindfulness, wellness, holistic well-being in a way that feels personal, grounded, and more than anything, it feels real. Let's talk about mindfulness today, shall we? I was just thinking about preparing myself for the first podcast, and because it is about mindfulness, mindfulness in everyday life, mindfulness in the way we are approaching different aspects of our life, I was thinking that first, in the first podcast, I would like to explore a little bit more about mindfulness itself. And so, what is truly mindfulness and how possibly we have this mindfulness here in United States and in other areas in the whole world? And so, what is mindfulness really? So, many times when we think of mindfulness and we ask people about mindfulness, they have no idea what it is. Maybe they connect mindfulness with meditation, or maybe they connect mindfulness with emptying the mind. Mindful could be filled with thoughts, but mindful also could be a person with very clear mind. And so there is a classic definition. Jon Kabat-Zinn said that mindfulness is the awareness that arises from paying attention on purpose in the present moment and not non-judgmentally. And that's exactly the meaning that I understand. My name is Anya Haas. I am the host of this podcast. And so wanted to highlight that mindfulness is just shifting and changing the relationship that we hold for our own thoughts and the sensations that we are experiencing in the present moment. And so because we have so many thoughts in every moment of our life, becoming more aware of those moments and even stopping for a moment and exploring what I am experiencing in that present moment is going to start shifting our awareness, and we will become more mindful in our life. So many times when I think even of breakfast, we just get up, we eat so quickly without taking a moment to enjoy what we are consuming. Being mindful would be to sit, to give, offer the food blessing, to stay with every bite, to feel this every bite as we are consuming our food, and giving ourselves the description of what we are experiencing, using all of our senses to basically help us to stay in the present moment. And even when we are not eating, if you think about it, where are you right now in this moment now? Can you look outside and see what your eyes are seeing? Can you feel with your fingers what your fingers can feel in that moment? Can you use your ears to hear what you are hearing in this moment? That brings so many rich experiences, and it helps us to stay more present. But where did mindfulness come from? The ancient origin of the mindfulness comes from the Buddhist tradition. Over 2,500 years ago, The concept of sati, it is a Pali word for mindfulness, is essential to the Buddhist path. So the teachers like Buddha used mindfulness to cultivate insight. And as we already know, the insight is only possible when we pay attention. So the way of vipassana, the way of paying attention to that insight, helps us to shift what we are suffering with. And in our life we have so many situations, we have stress that builds up, and so building that awareness, building that non-judgmental moments in our life could help us basically in understanding how we are feeling, setting things aside, creating space in that moment when we need to rest, instead of constantly being in that relentless thought pattern that it keeps coming back and looping inside of our minds. So how did mindfulness come to the West? Different Zen masters, they started to be bringing it to the West. For example, Thich Nhat Hanh, Vietnamese Zen master, he's a spiritual leader and activist who helped to frame the mindfulness as the life practice. And he placed this life practice filled with compassion and engagement instead of being an escape. And so he wrote many beautiful books that I definitely recommend if you have an interest in exploring the mindfulness. But Jon Kabat-Zinn, he was a biologist who bridged the science and spirituality. He also created something that is called mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR program. And he also took away and removed the religious framing to the mindfulness, because mindfulness is not related to any religion. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. So right now we have many programs that are connected to stress relief based on Jon Kabat-Zinn frame of work, and many workplaces are using those programs for their employees to help them with the stress relief in the workplace. Another person that I very much cherish is Jack Kornfield, and he is an American teacher who trained in Asia and founded the Insight Meditation Society. He made the mindfulness teachings very practical, compassionate. They are trauma informed, and they are all here in a Western audience. And so why even we should consider mindfulness today? Why would it be important for you to become more mindful? Well, first of all, because we are constantly being bombarded with distractions. And with the distractions constantly pushing, living in such a fast-paced world, we are forgetting about how this fast life is detaching us from the clarity that we can have and the peacefulness that we can have in every moment. And so when we start practicing this connection to ourselves, when we are starting to practicing the self-compassion, when we are practicing non-judgment and setting things aside, we also reduce our anxiety, we reduce our depression, and we reduce the stress levels that we are experiencing. And that helps us with our emotional regulation, and also it gives us something even more important, which is our attention span. It also improves our physical health. It lowers blood pressure. We sleep much better. And it just makes us to be more internally connected to our natural state, which is calmness, which is peacefulness, which is quiet mind. And if I will ask you right now, do you feel quiet on the inside? Do you feel peaceful on the inside? Or do you have many, many thoughts that are spinning constantly in your mind? So right now, many, many, many years ago, I think about this, I grew up in Poland. My first cell phone I got when I was 21, when I came to United States. But before that, we didn't have so many distractions. When we think about our life now, with not only work demands, with constant rush, with constant digital information coming our way, we are just constantly bombarded. And without our conscious decision, without our conscious wanting to calm down, it becomes very, very hard for us to find that undivided and quiet space within ourselves. And so in today's podcast, I wanted to present to you that this quietness, this peacefulness that you can have inside of yourself is definitely very possible. It is possible when you start taking small steps to feel calmer. And so maybe from now on, I used to practice it like this. I would set up my phone or my clock, but I used to do it on my phone. I would set it up every 2 hours, and every time my phone would show me the alarm, I would stop what I was doing in that moment, and I just observed what I was doing and where was my mind when I was engaged in that situation, in that activity. Because if we think about this, we used to think that when we are multitasking, that we are doing so good because we can do so many things. But actually, our work, when we are fully engaged in our activity, is much better, is a better quality. And it is also because of the fact that you are fully engaged in what you are doing, you also remember every moment of doing that. Very often when we are just rushing and doing things, we don't do them first correctly, but maybe we are not putting as much effort as we could in the later on when we look back. And so instead, I'm inviting you to start being fully engaged in every activity that you are doing. If you are washing the dishes, just feel how the water feels on your hands when you are washing the dishes. When you are speaking with someone, fully engage in that conversation. Try listening to the person with not only with your ears, but try to feel the spaces in between the words that somebody is speaking. Try to use your intuition to feel with your heart what is this person speaking about, what is the emotion that that is brought to you by the person that you are speaking with. And in that way, not only you are strengthening your emotional intelligence, but because you are fully engaged, you are learning that you can place aside all of the other thinking, all of the other emotions that are not relevant for you in that moment. And how important is that? When we are sometimes unable to sleep very well during the night, and it's happening because very often we are so stressed that we our nervous system is so aggravated that we struggle with good night's sleep. Our ability to place things on the side is also helping us to rest. Is to help it helps us in overall, not only in our physical health, our emotional health, mental health, and it impacts us in a very, very positive way. Well, I wanted to say thank you for listening to our first podcast. And if you have any questions, please send them to me. I truly appreciate your time and listening to me. And I'll see you and I'll hear you in the next podcast.